Podcast 37 is sponsored by WordsPrint, making you look really good in print.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey there, it's Hugh Ballew. Podcast number 37 is about communication. Now, we had one module on communication. We're going in a different slant this time, a little deeper dive. And everybody talks about communication, but few do anything about it. So this is what you can do about it. Converting passion to profit. Profit has lots of meaning. Communication is based in relationship, like I said before. Leadership is founded and based in relationship. Receiving money is based on relationship. It's not about the money, it's about what value we give people. And we need to work on our skills. Working on the skills to communicate lets you be able to say the value very clearly that you're providing to people. This is number 37 in the series of Orchestrating Success, and it's around our personal skills. This one has three sections: communication skills, communication systems, and a communication plan. And I'm going to go into detail with this. You can find the detail if you go to hughballewpodcast.com, scroll down to number 37, and you'll have the full printout of this, well, everything I've said, plus more. There'll be some links to some papers and some research and some other information. Communicating is the core of being an influencer. Leaders are influencers. Keep that front and center in your mind. And communication is more than sharing data. It's more than sharing data. We want to be very clear and very good at sharing data. Underlying that is relationship. Let's just keep that in clear perspectives as we go forward. Here we go. Communication is, in fact, a leadership skill. Build good habits and skills for personal communication. That's a lifelong journey. Inspire others by your caring actions. This is a process that will take time, but it's well worth it, I promise you. Every group has complications with communications. In 30 years of working with groups, planning and team development, leadership development, never once, never, ever has communication failed to come up as a topic of discussion and as a problem to solve. Groups talk about it, but they're not effective in addressing the problems. We're looking at it internally. We're looking at it as a data exchange. Healthy organizations have healthy communication systems. The systems do not happen automatically, but with a lot of planning, evaluation, and changes to allow the plan to fit your situation, your organization. One size does not fit all. And here's the three categories for effective communications. One, communication skills. Define the skills that leaders need to be effective communicators. Two, communication systems, defining how communication flows and to whom. Three, communication plan, defining the communication for specific groups, specific programs, or specific campaigns. Maybe events would fall into that category. Let's take them one at a time. Communication skills. Having the best communication system in the world will not work unless the members are skilled in basic communication skills. One reason that the majority of organizations recognize communication as a major issue is twofold. First, there is no thought-out plan, and second, the people do not have the basic skills to ensure that there is, in fact, effective communication. A program of communication skills training should be included in every leadership training program, every team training, every committee, every board training program. So here's a list of skills, and it's, in my mind, only the beginning of the skills that are necessary to promote and maintain a healthy, vibrant communication system. Number one, personal connection. Speak directly to the person. Arrange a specific time for delivering important messages. Don't catch someone on the fly with, I love these words, oh, by the way, Pay attention. Those words mean something's important that's coming out of my mouth. Arrange a time. Deliver sensitive messages privately. Use emails to communicate facts. Deliver criticism or sensitive information in purpose. Never, ever use email for criticisms or negative information. So that's one, personal information. Two, respect. Always respect the individual. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. Show that you care. Choose words thoughtfully. Please goes a long way. Or would you consider? Do you agree with that? And stay away from, you have to understand. Those, some people hear as power words, condescending words. Look directly at the other person. Have a positive tone and a positive physical stance. Third bullet, be clear and concise. Ask, was that clear? And wait for a response. Get directly to the point and use fewer rather than more words. Use words that clearly deliver the message. Four, be inclusive. Consider who needs to know and what they need to know. Deliver the same message to each person that you talk to. Five, build consensus. Allow for others to have input to the communication. Ask for and receive feedback. That means listen. Consider other perspectives. If people give a little input, they're more likely to listen to more that you have to say. Ask for an opinion, then receive the opinion without judging. Listen clearly and pause. And then the last point, number six, listen. Allow for silence when the other person has finished speaking. This says, yes, I've heard you. This makes sure that you're clear, they've gotten to the end, and it makes sure that you have clear air so you can think about the response. Do not be thinking of your response before the other person has finished talking. Listen to the entire message, pause, then respond. Maintain eye contact, ask questions, comment for clarity to validate that you have in fact been heard. So the 6 points, personal connection, 2, always be respectful, 3, be clear and concise, 4, be inclusive, 5, build consensus, 6, listen. Those are the communication skills. Now the second category is communication systems. Defining a healthy communication system is a first step. After the system is defined, then only then can a communication plan be developed to fit the system. The system has 3 parts. 1, specific messages. What is the message? Sometimes we really don't know that. We have to stop and think about that. So 1 is a specific message. 2, channels of communication. And 3, who needs to know? Channel means who and how will they tell it? Sounds like it's a short story, but it's a complex. And we think we know it all. Chart it out just to be sure. 1, specific message. 2, channels. How will you tell them? Who will tell them? 3, who needs to know the specific message? So the messages themselves need to be very specific and complete. What, when, where, sometimes who and why. There are 2 kinds of messages, one way, two way. each has a different function and carries a different message. One-way messages keep the community informed and aligned on activities, functions, projects. It is essential to keep members up to date on current activities and facts. This builds support and groups energy for the organization. It is not interactive communication. It is information communication. Examples of one-way communications are date and time, announcements for concerts, meetings, activities, updates on projects, financial updates, updates on operations, such as committees, construction, financial campaigns, recruitment programs. Two-way communication encourages input and dialogue from specific people or target groups. This builds community and ownership for projects and campaigns. More complex issues need two-way conversations and dialogue, such as vision and value formation, financial planning and evaluation, program evaluation, revision, and volunteer recruitment. Never use email for two-way dialogue. Some people are not comfortable with computers. Some personalities use the opportunity for personal needs and indirect criticism. Email feedback gives opportunities for and actually empowers what I would call passive-aggressive behavior. Triangling, as we talked about in Bowen Systems. The same rule applies to surveys. Getting input on issues is an opportunity to engage your stakeholders, your members, your constituents in process and build relationships. It is an opportunity for education and relationship building for leaders. Using focus groups to gain support and get feedback is far more effective than surveys anyway. Never ever use anonymous surveys. It's a chance for passive aggressive, toxic comments with no chance for dialogue. Develop a strong program for focus groups will strengthen your organization by connecting members and stakeholders. And you're really fleshing out who the potential leaders are. Empower healthy behavior and create healthy systems. So I've given you in the printout ways of defining different communication, two-way communications. Now, and different opportunities for each one. The third area is a communication plan. An effective communication plan is essential for every program in the organization. For example, when planning a meeting or a long-range plan or strategic plan is concluding, take time to identify the specific messages from that point, from that session, from that sequence. Many groups overlook this item because they think it's obvious or they don't think about this detail. In the absence of information, your stakeholders, your members, your constituents, your tribe will make up their own information, which is typically incorrect. So why not give them the correct information up front? Distributing the specific message to the correct people builds trust and creates ownership for projects and campaigns, such as strategic planning or financial fundraising campaign. It is important to identify the specific messages and then who needs to know. Don't let the process die here. Identify who will send the message, how they will do it. Distinguish messages that are confidential and must stay within the top-level group, and messages that need to be distributed internally and or externally. Identify each target audience. The intentionality of planning communications will not only save time, prevent duplicated or overlooked tasks, hurt feelings, those that feel like they got left out. It will create interest and synergy within the membership for the process or the campaign. Key components of a communication plan are as follows: specific messages, who needs to know, who will tell them, how will we tell them, and when will we tell them. There are some downloads here so that you can download some more reports, more information about this really, really important topic of communication. It's more than lip service. It's a commitment. This is Hugh Ballew You'll find the transcript at hubaloopodcast.com. I would love for you to go on iTunes and give me a review for my podcast. Tell me what you think. Let others know what you think. And at the bottom of the page where the data is on hubaloopodcast.com, there's a place for comments. This is intended to be sharing information. It's also intended to start ongoing conversations. If you're running a charity, check out nonprofitchat.com. Join us on Tuesdays for a dialogue, a conversation on issues facing today's nonprofit leaders. This is Hugh Ballou. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please share it with others. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at WordSprint. Their list of clients is impressive. Universities, major businesses, and nonprofits around the country. Not only do they print the best high-quality print material, they mail it. They help you stay connected to your audience, whether they're donors, whether they're customers, whether they're prospects. When there's a really eye-catching piece that's in somebody's hand, followed up by an email that's triggered from the postal sorting station that says, "Hey Joe, did you get this package? Be sure to look at this item." The open rate doubles. The response rate goes up quantifiably. WordSprint.com. Click on there and get a free consultation. It's time for you to work on customer retention, improve sales, donor retention, improve donations. Talk to your stakeholders. Let them know what's going on. Put something in their hand on a regular basis. It's to the right person and the right rhythm and the right message. And it also looks really good. WordSprint is your authority source. They've done the research. They've got the systems to make you look good and stay connected with your tribe.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.